rest of the story. "Do not grow up soft," Jerry's daddy would say. It was obvious why the thought would even cross his mind. You see, Jerry's brother, his twin brother, Gene, was nevertheless much taller and stronger, even by the time they were in elementary school. Jerry was the scrawny one. Jerry was the weak one. In fact, so concerned was his father that the latter organized nightly wrestling matches between his twin sons. But the tussles, which Dad called good little family brawls, were strictly regulated. They were rigged for Jerry to win. And thus did Dad hope to encourage the smaller of the two, to inspire the littler, softer boy to toughen up somehow. But, well, this is the rest of the story. One Christmas, when Jerry and Gene were only 11 or so, Dad got him a shotgun, a real honest-to-goodness double-barrel shotgun. Now the boys had the .22 rifles when they were even younger, for plinking tin cans mostly. But the weapon that came for Christmas had only one purpose. That was to kill, to hunt game, quail and turkeys, rabbits and squirrels and so on, in the fields and woods near the family home. This was Jerry's big chance, the opportunity to prove himself to his father. For despite what he lacked in physical size and strength and prowess, there was now within his grasp an equalizer, an instrument with which he could demonstrate his young manhood through skill alone. And so followed the day of the hunt. Across the meadows, the boys would see grazing brown deer and a red fox with her pups all beyond gun range. But then, leaping into the clearing from the forest nearby was a rabbit. The quickness of the animal made it sport, thought Jerry, a real test of his promise as a hunter. He lifted the shotgun slowly, silently, to his cheek, gazed down the target line to the target itself. The rabbit's ear twitched, but he remained otherwise perfectly still. Jerry's finger squeezed against the trigger and then it froze. For beyond the long, cold barrels of the shotgun was life, warm and real and hurtable, even extinguishable, but life, nevertheless, clearly visible through the windows of two jet-colored eyes. And Jerry put down the gun, and he never picked it up again. Let Dad think whatever he would. Maybe Jerry was the soft son, but that's just the way things were, and probably the way they would have to stay. Jerry would always admire his bigger and stronger twin brother, Gene, who became quite a sportsman on his own, but Jerry never changed. And one day his receptive and tender heart was given away, was committed to the highest of all causes. Over the years, not everyone has agreed with him, but over the years, no one has ever doubted him. He has made many beautiful choices through those years, but now you have experienced with him the first of those choices, the gentle resolve of a softer twin named Jerry Falwell. Because now you know the rest of the story.